Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is always working. He's doing something on the behalf of the people he loves. He has to return. So the Lord our God is motivated. If you want to know how motivated he is, read the book of Jonah. And if you want to know how motivated Jesus is, read when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying and doing God's will. He said, "Lord, not my will, thy will be done." And he meant it. He won the battle in Gethsemane. God is motivated to save us. And when you lay hands on the sick, God can't wait to heal them. When you pray for people's needs, God can't wait to heal. He's ready to heal them, to bless them, to show himself strong on their behalf. And I believe that I was thinking this morning about how people introduce others to God. Introduction is a very important part of a minister. The way we live and carry ourselves. When you handle the holy things of God, you got to remember, we need to represent Jesus as he is. We need to represent that kind of love. We need to have a vision of the love of God and live it towards people. God will do more miracles. I know for a fact he will do more miracles through us if we love his people. If we follow him and become appropriate in all that we do. Instead of just giving people advice, "Lord, how do I relay this to them? You know, how do I speak to people where they can understand the things of God? Where they can understand the character of God and the wisdom of God? How do I say it in a way that's receptive, understandable, even the stern love of God? How do I stick to the things of God?" Well, the scriptures give all those answers. When you fill your heart with his word with the intent to live the life of God, and you treasure his word, then the Lord will help you minister to others. And it'll be intelligent. It'll be what you'll be appropriate. And they'll trust you and God with that situation. And then they'll believe, or, you know, when James said it this way, he said, if there's any sick among you, let them pray and let them go to the elders and they'll pray the prayer of faith and they'll be healed. They will be healed. Now, that's a fact. People that know how to pray and not doubt, they're the elders. An elder is not limited to age. You don't have to be old. You just have to be skilled. It's a reference of people that love and trust God. People that follow his ways, his character. So, if a person learns about faith, and let's say they're overzealous and they're so enthused that they found out about the goodness of God, sometimes Christian people don't consider how they come across to people. And even though they mean well, the person's looking at what you say and how you say it, and what, you know, you can't boast about how, "Well, our church does this. We write about this, about healing. We get healed." And that could be true, because I go to a church, people get healed. But never put God's people down. We're all we come out of the same corrupt world, and people see things in a varied way. And it's important to say, to understand, people may not see what you see yet, and they may have opinions about it that's wrong. But when you have the light, you expose what's right. We introduce the Lord by love, and the light itself will expose the darkness, the things that's wrong, the things that's not true. And we do it in a way so that people can see. And when we pray the prayer of faith, then God will take up the slack. He wants to introduce himself, but God wants to be introduced by people that love him. He wants to be introduced correctly. Because if, let's say, a person is obnoxious in their ways, and some people, because they're what I'm trying to say is obnoxious, being obnoxious and being a Christian shouldn't be in the same sentence. But the thing is, from there were times in the old days I would meet people, you know, people that in Pentecostal churches, when they talked about the Lord, they couldn't do it without speaking in tongues or saying hallelujah. You know, people, when you're around people that can cause people to think you're crazy. Paul said it this way: when they were, if they go to the church, he had to explain this. If people come to your assembly, and everybody's speaking in tongues, won't they think you're crazy? But if you were all prophesying, and it was in order, then it'll be receptive. That's what I'm talking about. Corinthians 14. I've seen people act just like what Paul was telling the people not to do. And so, now I knew them. They meant well. And they sometimes people would get healed and people would come in and guess what would happen? They'd act like them. But before I met people that acted like that, I heard about it, but I didn't know them. I met this lady named Mom Powell. She was wise and full of the Holy Ghost. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, it's obvious. You have a supernatural love, you have supernatural wisdom, you have supernatural counsel, and you live in the character and knowledge of God. You don't hurt anybody, you're gentle, you're following peace, you have fellowship with God, and you cause people to want in on it. Now, a person like Mom Powell come and she lay hands on somebody and they get healed. You know, that they're more apt to be a proselyte, or they're more apt to convert and get saved and follow God and follow through because of her example. But if a person is speaking in tongues every 2 minutes and just, you know, they can't get a point across without speaking in tongues. The people that do listen, that's what they're going to do. Because that's in their mind, that's how you do it. If somebody lay hand on you and their attitude is, prestigious, they love preeminence. They, you know, they're in charge. They like to be the one with the answers. And these things happen. I'm I'm not making this up. The way that people introduce, when you're handling the things of God and you get people healed or set free, your gentleness, that the way you treat them. They're gonna do whatever it is you do. So if they get healed immediately, and however you was acting, good or bad, that's what they're gonna. The untrained mind will do what they see others do. That's how you do it. I've seen this. It goes from generation to generation. However a person was, if they were very wise and considerate and kind, and they enter, and then they lay hands and the people get healed, then the people that receive healing and the people that receive salvation under their ministry or under their, let's say it's an evangelist. This man introduced the heart of God and he did it right. Then they have a visual for what's acceptable with God, what's perfect. Then here comes a guy and he's different, not as wise. let's say he's brash. Sometimes evangelists can be brash. Sometimes brash works. But not always when you're introducing people to God. You have to see the whole. Pastor once talked about the moods of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you can sit down and have an intelligent conversation with a person and they get saved. Sometimes you can you snatch them out of the fire and they get saved. That's brash. That's what I mean by being brash. Let them know you don't need to go to hell. I do it all. But in my daily routine and the way I talk to people, I do what God give me to do. They see how you live and they see how you love and you really care about them. People can tell. So when that's in place, now God can really work like he wants to. And he wants people to grow up too. But sometimes people never shift gears. They say, well, the way the pastor did it or the way the bishop did it, that's the way you do it. That's the way my friends did it, or the way, you know, the church members act. That's how you do. And they don't change, and they won't change. They feel like if you don't do it this way, you're wrong. And this is why it's so important to have to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. If a person did like me all day, then they're being limited. But if you look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you're going to be like him. And that's the goal. Jesus is always the goal in all that we do. And when you study how Jesus talked to people and how he reasoned with people, he knew their thoughts. And he used the knowledge that the Holy Ghost gave him to minister to others. He addressed their fears. When the woman wanted him to pray for her, set her daughter free from the demons. Her daughter was harassed by devils, so she went to Jesus, and Jesus addressed her prejudices, and he said, "We can't give the children's food to the dogs." See, that's how she was treated by Jews. But he wanted her to know that God loves you for you. You're not less than the Jews. So she said, well, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the table. And Jesus healed her daughter. He was going to do that anyway. But he did it in a way to address the problem. You know, we don't just worship on this mountain. You know, God wants people to worship him in spirit and in truth. But guess what? The woman he was talking to was the first person he told that to. That's recorded. That was always the desire of God for all of his people to worship him. Not just on a certain mountain, but in spirit and in truth. God loves everybody. She could handle the truth. If he told the Pharisees that, they would have found something wrong with it. They were so religiously gone. Jesus said, when they make a proselyte, this is why I'm saying this. When the Pharisees, they look high and low for a proselyte, when they find one, they make him two times more the child of hell than they were. Because they didn't get it. See, when you love God, that makes a big difference. When you search him out, when you're trying to learn and understand without judging the word. Some people try to judge the word. And sometimes people try to judge others as if they're not worthy because they don't do it my way. That's rude. If people in this world, no matter where you come from, no matter what background you come from, you know, a person that's been deceived with a false religion, they just got more breaking through to do. God still loves their soul just like he loved Jesus. They're still important too. And they have a story to tell. And they have a work to do. When people break through out of that dark background and they know, and they go to the light, they appreciate it greatly. And then there are people that are raised in the light, and they leave the light and fool with the darkness, and then they come back. And they, you know, and you know, people do all kind of things. But if people would just love God and keep His commandments, their life would be so much better. And they'll learn, you know, some people are not learning what God is doing. Some Christians are not growing from glory to glory like they could. And then there are people that were raised in church around the people of God, and they never got saved, and they go straight on to hell. That's terrible. To be introduced to the light and then go to hell. The minds, you have to break through the evil mindsets. And when people don't build with God, they scatter. Jesus said that if we don't build with Him, we scatter. So in handling the things of God, healing, interpretations and prophecies, ministry, when we handle the things of God, we need the character of God. We need the heart of God. My goal in life is not to make myself prosperous like others do. I've got things not like others, you know, and I'm not against things. I have things too. But my focus is on winning souls. It's what makes me tick is when people want to know about the Holy Spirit. Now, I work hard on my house. I wash my car. I do things like that. You know, I take care of what I have. I ride my motorcycle. I appreciate what God has blessed me with. I enjoy it. I watch my television. I keep my house clean. I like a nice place to live, just like anybody. But my focus is on souls. Sometimes people, the focus is on what they can attain. And it's not, my focus is not even on ministry itself. Ministry is a tool to win souls. My goal is to represent Jesus and win souls. I don't care how it looks, as long as I win souls. And I enjoy what I do. I enjoy everything I do for the Lord. I enjoy it. I want to do the things of God. I'm enthused about it. But more than that, I care about people. And I don't never want to be another way. I don't ever want to go, you know, I don't want ministry to be something that it shouldn't be. I want it to be what it's supposed to be. It's living the life of God is a blessing. It's a privilege. It's a grace. God had mercy on me, and he had grace on me. And whatever I do for Him, He graced me to do it. He enabled me to do it. And I appreciate it. I saw what it's like when people fall in hell. And people are always falling in hell. And I wanted, when I saw those, I focused on two people when I falling in hell, when I was there. And the Lord took me there and showed it to me. And hell is worse, much worse than what I saw. I just saw people falling into it. I didn't see all the things that Donna Rigney and Mary Kay Baxter saw. Because God, He spared me. This was in 1986. He showed me what I could handle. And I thank God. I don't really want to see it. I read their books and I watch the videos. I've got Donna Rigney's book. I read it. And I listen to her videos. And I listen to Mary Kay Baxter and Bill Weiss. And I saw what happens to people that end up down there. And I don't want to see it myself. I thank God that He hadn't given me taken me there again. But whatever He wants to do, whatever's important, whatever helped me win souls, I want Him to do it. Even if He have to show it to me again. I don't want to, but I want to do whatever. I want to do all that's in His heart. You know, He get to make those decisions. But there are times, I'm glad that some things He haven't done. And I admit it. But if he see fit to take me down there and let me see something I need to see, if it'll help me win souls, I'm all for it. And but whenever God give me anything, I try to be faithful with it. But and also, he hadn't shown me heaven. I would love for him to show me heaven, but if I need to focus right here, right now, and he see fit not to take me to heaven, then that's fine. Whatever, because I know I'm going. But and I listened to Henry Groover and others that went to heaven. Mary Kay Baxter went to heaven, and Donna Rigney went to heaven. And I listened to their testimonies, and I know what's going to happen. And they all, everything that they talked about, it coincides. So if I want to go to heaven, I just listen to what they said and imagine it and enjoy it. See, God, you don't, a person that go to heaven, they don't really have an advantage. You know, God has already shown people what's ahead. You can, if you really want to know about it, just listen to what they said and thank God and praise God for the fact that you're going to go. But we win more souls when we cooperate with God. He'll help us be appropriate. If you have a reserved personality, and you never brash, you don't snatch people out of the fire. Guess what? God can show you how to minister sternly if you need to. And if you're a type A personality, always talking, the Lord will show you how to be however you need to be. He'll show you how to get a point across in silence, even without words. So when we follow God, he will help us be appropriate, because people take us the way they take us, and God knows that they already got their guards up on the way you normally act. But he will help you say things in a way that will change their countenance. I've seen him do it. And every soul is worth it. If we love people, if you're anointed and you don't love the people, your love walk is weak, then you're turning your anointing off. You're not yielding. If you want to flow in the anointing, you have to live a yielded life. You have to love God's people. You have to love every soul. And we're all busy people. Sometimes because we're busy, we're trying to get things done. Taking time to talk to people is almost out of the question. But I said, Lord, if there's anybody that I can help, I don't care what I'm doing, whatever need to be. If I can say anything to help somebody, help me do it. There's no reason to be like ships in the night. And when I worked my job, I was around a lot of people that didn't know God. I said, Lord, a lot of these people, nobody ever told them about Jesus, or they don't know that you love them. They don't know. There's a lot of things they may not know. They may or may not know. And they're making decisions every day, and some of them are not good. I said, anybody that I can help, I don't want to be like a ship in the night. I said, open the door for me to minister to them. And then there were people that I was able to minister to. There were many people I never got a chance to minister to. And I saw their face every morning. So the Holy Spirit knows. And sometimes he will cause you to, he'll open a door for you to minister to somebody. And when you love his people, it makes a big difference. The introduction is just as important as what you're saying. How am I coming across to a person? That's very important. Am I representing Jesus in the way I talk to people? And see, when the Lord opened the door, sometimes people will come to you with their concern. If you live a life of love towards people, when they have a problem, and they will, because the enemy's out there messing folks up, if they come and talk to you, they actually broke through to get to you. The enemy tried to stop them. So when people have, when you can remove the enemy, they may not be able to remove the enemy, but you can. And anybody that has a need, you can say, Satan, you can't hinder anybody from coming to me to ask about the Lord. You know, you can do these things. When you see that people, when they have a problem and they're trying to decide whether to talk about it or not, they're reluctant. And all you have to do then is, if you sense that there's something wrong, just be a friend to them. Talk to them with love. And be easy to talk to. And eventually they'll break through. And they'll talk to you. They'll trust you. They'll trust to see. They'll trust your advice. And they'll let you in. And then when they do, then you can talk about the Lord and plant the seeds of the gospel. And then if it's healing, you can pray for them and God will heal them. He can't wait to heal them. Me and Brenda prayed for so many people at work. Pastor said, lay hands on people. Well, I got a prayer partner. She know people that need prayer. We pray. And it always work. Two people died. But they were introduced to the Lord. But everybody else got healed. Next thing you know, they're out the hospital. My sister got healed, had blood cancer. Brenda said she's going to be fine. And she's that was years ago. You know, God loves us. And he can't wait to heal people. He can't wait to move mightily. And when he do, it's not about you. You're just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. I glory in what God did. But looking back at things, God loves his people and he cares about all of us. You know, in the body of Christ, people are varied. They think differently. People that went to, churches, and they believe different. They don't always see eye to eye. But they have testimonies too. The churches that don't receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit as easily. They pray, they get in trouble and they pray and God work on their behalf. It's just different. They have devotions. They have questions that they won't answer. They think a certain way. And God, most people think in a very limited way. Breaking through the limitations, you have to be hungry for the word and you have to start doing things God's way and you'll start learning. Getting rid of doubt and unbelief is an obstacle, but it can be done. And it takes people who do it, who live that way, as a way of life. When you have victories, this is why I'm saying all of this. I'm going all the way around the world to say this. If you have victory and success in your life, ask God to show you how to get the point across in love, and he will do it. Beyond all the religious traditions, the religious expectations. People brace themselves against people who cross denominational lines. People are braced and they read it for you. Their doctrine is right, yours is wrong. You're not going to convince me and get me all confused. People brace themselves that way. But guess what? God is the code breaker. And he will help you cross over into that territory and represent Jesus in love so that they can start breaking through in greater areas. It's the enemy who made those barriers. It's the enemy who divide the body up, you know, like portions of meat. You know, you take a cow and they draw a diagram. This cut is over here. That's a sirloin. That's a porterhouse. This, you know, the enemy is the one who did the denominational lines through the years. Somebody got offended. They left this church and they split off into another group and called it this name. You know, the Methodist church, people started drawing near to the Lord at the altar. And then some of them received the gift of the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. They became the Church of God in Christ. And then the That was another riff. Somebody said, we don't need the gifts of the Spirit. That's too uncivilized. We need the fruits of the Spirit. So they broke off and became the Church of Christ. You know, all these kind of things happen because of tares. But it can be sewn back together by the love of God. You can bring people back. They really love Him. And you can, it's only one church. The denominational lines didn't come from God. That's man did that, man and Satan. But we have the obligation to not only love the church and across that denominational lines, but people in the world as well. And we want to represent Jesus to every soul, whether they're believers or unbelievers. We want to represent Jesus and all that He's doing to every soul out there. And the Lord will help us do it. And the way our character, if it's like Jesus, God will show us how to fish men. He told Peter, I'll make you fishers of men. That goes to me. That goes to you. So as we look to Him, He'll help us do all these wonderful things. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Yielding to God is the way to go. It's just the way to do it. Because every soul is precious. And every voice, every soul has voice. And they can be utilized of God. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory and never surrender it.